He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is the October 12th live edition here with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, look at this. The market's turned positive today after, I think, a one-off hit that it took yesterday, which I'll explain here in a moment. Right now, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 15 points. We're at 18,143, lofty numbers, obviously, at or near all-time highs. The S&P 500 is up almost 3 points. That puts it at 2,139. The NASDAQ is flat right now at 52.46. And I think this morning's weakness was caused by a drop in crude oil of 72 cents per barrel. It's still over $50, though. Crude oil is at $50.52, but oil is down 1.4% here this morning. And the oil stocks are down a little bit here also on this Wednesday. Gold is up 20 cents per ounce today. Okay, 20 cents per ounce. Gold is at $1,256 per ounce. Silver's up a penny. How about that? $17.51. The euro is at 1.10. Now, this has been a big story. Yeah, in fact, yesterday, that's what caused the one-off sell-off in the market. It was the British pound. That's why I always said, you know, this is a full-time job. If you're a casual weekend investor, did you know that the sell-off yesterday was caused by the British pound? Yes, it was. And interest rates continue to drift higher. The 10-year yield at 1.78%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and the chief investment officer here in Carlsbad, California, where we are focused. We are focused during the day on markets and after markets, during the market and after the market. Well, today the Fed is going to turn, or the focus is going to turn to the Fed minutes. Oh, we always like that. There's always something out there that we're waiting for. The Federal Reserve will release minutes from its meeting in September this afternoon. The text will be closely analyzed to see how close the three dissenting Fed members from the last FOMC meeting were from reeling in more support for a 25-point increase. The market is currently pricing in a 60% likelihood of a rate hike at the December 14th meeting. It's a foregone conclusion that the Fed will skip any rate action at the November meeting with the presidential election a week later. Hey, I thought the Fed wasn't political. Foregone conclusion, once again, that the Fed will skip any rate action at the November meeting with the presidential election a week later. No, they're not political at all. Interest rates continue to drift higher. We're at 1.78% right now. And I want to give you a sobering thought here this morning. The bond market dwarfs. It dwarfs the stock market. You know, I used to see aircraft carriers coming into the San Diego Harbor. And maybe there would be a small destroyer next to them. Well, a destroyer dwarfs in size next to an aircraft carrier. Let me tell you, the bond market is an aircraft carrier. The stock market is a destroyer. But the bond market could turn into a real destroyer, real destructive force, if interest rates continue to drift higher. I continue to warn those of you who have interest rate sensitive portfolios. Stocks sank yesterday. Well, let me give you the reasons why. And I think I sent out to my live trading people, who I send out a couple of messages or buys or sells almost every day at the end of the market yesterday. I'm going to let you in on the know what I sent them out. I said I saw nothing unusual about the sell-off. That was the Tuesday sell-off in the market of over 200 points. It was caused by the sinking of the British pound, which has been getting pounded because of the revelations of a hard Brexit. What happens? What is the counter to a sinking British pound? It's a rising dollar. Markets don't like a rising dollar. You might like a good strong dollar, but the markets don't like a good strong dollar, and neither does gold, neither does oil, neither do multinationals that do business overseas. To me, that was the biggest cause of the sell-off in the market yesterday. And I also sent out in my push notification to anybody who has a smartphone. It's also accompanied by an email. Anybody who knows how to read email got a message from me right when the market closed. I closed my message with, I don't see the end of the 7.5-year-old bull market being today, after the 200-point drop in the market. So, you know, that's my observations. I'm a guy that's up to my neck in this business every single day. You know, I talk to a lot of people all over the country, Minnesota, San Francisco, Honolulu, Florida, Atlanta, Boston, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Ohio, Iowa. I love talking to people. I love people. And I hear their stories. And you know what I hear a lot? Oh, Bill, he says, I like to mess around with the market a little bit. I'm retired now. Okay, there's just a couple comments I would make here. It's a full-time job. It is a full-time and then some. It's full-time and weekends. You can ask my wife. It's full-time and weekends to be a money manager and to manage money. And I find that people that like to mess around many times, in fact, more times than not, I find they've made a big mess. Well, that's what you get when you mess around. You make a big mess out of your portfolio. So anyways, look, I'm just speaking to the do-it-yourselfers and the part-timers. You can get into some real trouble if you don't understand the relationships between British pound, interest rates, the U.S. dollar, precious metals. I mean, it's all interlinked with one another. We had a little stumble out of the gate with earnings season. I wouldn't say that those two companies were really bellwether companies, Alcoa. You know, it used to be in the Dow. I suppose a little bit of a bellwether for the economy. You know, Alcoa didn't have a good report, and I see it's down again today. I have not owned Alcoa in my lifetime. I have no plans on owning Alcoa. I think the bigger bellwethers of today are Amazon and Intuit and Google and the likes of those. I don't think Alcoa is any longer a bellwether company, but that weighed on the Dow yesterday. I mean, that's how you kick the ball off, right? It landed at the 15-yard line, and the guy returned it to the 50. Not a good way to start the game. In addition to that, a bellwether biotech, Illumina, a San Diego company, brought the biotech sector and the medical sector down yesterday, and that weighed on the market along with the plunge in the British pound. Now, I see that the pound is strengthening today. That's a good sign, and I think that's why the market's going positive here. What's the most important chart to be looking at in this market right now? The British pound. You figure it out what symbol it is. I look at it every single day. All right, dollar strength, pound gets killed on Tuesday. Well, the dollar bolted higher yesterday. So there's the counter move to the sinking pound. Did you see the move in the dollar yesterday? If you don't know the symbol for the U.S. dollar, you better learn it. The dollar is up again today. It broke out yesterday, but it is settling back. I really think yesterday was a one-off move. Industrial production in the Eurozone increased 1.6% in August to top forecast from economists. Well, that's good. Europe's doing a little bit better than it has been doing. I would still continue to avoid European stocks. I don't care what the models tell you, what the asset allocation models tell you. I would continue to avoid European stocks. Amazon. I got to ask my son about this because, you know, I'm a music lover. I listen to Pandora all day. Amazon introduces Amazon Music Unlimited streaming service. Launching today with three pricing plans. Amazon's going to be in everything before long. Maybe that's why they call it Amazon. When we come back, we'll talk about this thing and another plan that Amazon has. Man, this company is going to town. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stock. Now, there's your bellwether stock, Amazon. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we try to delineate the best stocks from the stodgy old stocks of yesteryear. Like I was saying, I know Alcoa kicked off earnings yesterday. They kicked the ball to the 15. It was returned to the 50. Not a very good return. Not a very good way to start the earnings season. But are we really going to judge the earnings season by Alcoa and Illumina also, which kicked the ball off? And they really came up short, and that impacted the entire healthcare sector. Sometimes you say, how can that be? Is that fair for the entire healthcare sector to sell off because of one stock? Well, you know, that's how the market works sometimes. That's how irrational the market is sometimes. And it never fails when the market goes down a couple hundred points. Even though it's been going up for 7.5 years, I'll get a call from one or two clients scared as hell that it's going into the tank. And I have to call them back off the shelf or off of the ledge once again and say, you know what? I mean, this was a one-off. It happens all the time in the market. How many times has it happened in the last 7.5 years? Now, there will come a time, however, when it's not a one-off, and that's why you have to remain vigilant in this environment. All right, we talked about the British pound, the getting pounded. Now let's talk about a bellwether stock. They'll report earnings. Let's see how Amazon is doing today. I do own Amazon. You know that. I own a big position in Amazon. It's up $3.16 today. You know, I mean, they've all tried this music thing. You got Pandora, you've got Spotify, you've got iTunes. Now Amazon's getting in on the mix. Launching today. I'm going to look into this. This really interests me. Unlimited listening? Does that mean that I can listen to any album I want? What's an album, you say? An album was those things that were made on vinyl that we used to get all scratched up and the covers were all worn out because we listened to them so many times. I personally am going to look into this, and I think this is bad news for Spotify and iTunes and Pandora and the rest of them. Amazon also has plans to build bricks and mortar locations to offer curbside pickup for online orders. Amazon is pushing further into the grocery business with plans to open convenience stores. Look out, 7-Eleven, with curbside delivery. Look, you don't even have to get out of your car to get your Slurpee. They'll bring it to you. Amazon.com is pushing deeper into the grocery business. The Seattle company, of course, we broadcast on KKOL every day in Seattle. We've been there for years. I love Seattle. The Seattle company aims to build small bricks and mortar stores that would sell produce, milk, meats, and other perishables. I wonder if they're going in the wrong direction here, getting back to the bricks and mortar, that customers can take home, these people say, primarily using their mobile phones or possibly touch screens around the store. Customers could also order peanut butter, cereal, and other goods with longer shelf lives for same-day delivery. For customers seeking quicker checkout, Amazon will soon begin rolling out designated drive-in locations where online grocery stores will be brought to the car, the people said. Online grocery orders. Well, you order before you leave for work. On the way home, you pull through the drive-thru, they load it in your trunk, and you're good to go. You know what? I like picking things out myself, but that's, you know, I kind of enjoy once in a while just strolling through the shopping store and saying, oh, that looks good. It's relaxing. That looks like a good deal there. I'm going to get a couple of those. But for the person in the hurry, I mean, what a great way to go. The company is developing license plate reading technology to speed up wait times. Where will technology take us next, huh? I told you about the tortilla press that I ordered, and it came 2 hours later. What the heck? Man, that's getting a little intrusive there. Meanwhile, another bellwether stock, another best stock of today, Alibaba. Jack Ma has ambitious plans to create a group trading platform for small businesses and farmers. The Alibaba chairman envisions an open e-commerce system that would include cross-nation agricultural trading. Okay, I'll trade my beets for your carrots. Ma says the long-term goal for Alibaba is to... Now, this is the money line. Why do I own Alibaba in my premier growth portfolio? Here's the money line. Ma says the long-term goal for Alibaba is to quintuple its user base to 2 billion by 2036. 2 billion people on Alibaba. Well, right now, Facebook has about 1 billion. Technology. And you want to own Walmart? Procter & Gamble is now a darling on Wall Street. All right. Now, that to me, okay, that epitomizes a stodgy old stock of yesteryear. I know it's a consumer staple. And we wake up every morning and we use Procter & Gamble shampoo. We brush our teeth with Procter & Gamble. We use Procter & Gamble deodorant and on and on and on. But I do not own Procter & Gamble. There are now 14 buy ratings on the consumer goods giant compared to just 9 hold ratings. Procter & Gamble is due to report earnings on October 25th. This story I want to report because it's in Dallas, another city where we're heard. AT&T is revamping their Dallas headquarters. I'll bet my friends over there at SRN know where that downtown Dallas headquarters is. They're going to add 1,300 workers. So if you're in Dallas, you need a job, call AT&T, and they'll put you on hold for an hour, at least an hour. But there's some jobs there. Fremont, California, San Francisco, Tesla. Going to add 4.5 million, they're trying to, of building, square feet of building to its plant in the region. I've driven by that Tesla plant. The expansion is key to the electric vehicle automaker goal of hitting 500,000 cars in annual output by the end of 2018. I suppose by then we'll all be driving electric cars. And here's one last story, and then we're... come back. We'll get to some good best stocks now. We have Los Angeles banning sales goals. They will not do business with any company that has sales goals. Okay, all you salesmen out there, anybody who's driving to work today who is a salesman, I don't want any sale. Now, we don't have sales goals here at Gunderson Capital Management. We just try to do the best that we can do on a daily basis. But I would say that most industry and most salesmen are driven by sales goals. Los Angeles considers banning sales goals after the Wells Fargo scandal. Talk about too much government and too much intervention into private industry. They're going to ban sales goals. All right, well, when we come back, we'll talk about, listen, this is a tricky environment for income investors. I've got a few suggestions when I come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, this is a very, very difficult environment right now for retirees. And, you know, there's traditional havens where they have gone in the past to receive income. You remember the days when CD rates were double digits? Well, now they're... I looked up over the weekend. The best CD I could find was 1.25% for the next year. And if I went out to a 5-year CD, I could find 2.25%, all right? Well, I mean, that's one of the reasons why the Fed is keeping interest rates low. They want you to venture out of the CD market and put your money elsewhere into the economy, whether it be in real estate, investment trust, utilities, consumer stocks that pay dividends, etc. And of course, that caused a tidal wave of money seeking higher dividend yields earlier this year. That's what the Fed has caused. And I warned in early July about the extreme valuations in the utilities, the real estate investment trust, and the large cap dividend payers. In fact, at that time, I said that their valuations were entering into bubble territory. And it was. They were. And they're down considerably since early July. And I got rid of those areas of my portfolios back during that time frame. And I've been pivoting away from them into other areas that I find to be more attractive. Now, you can't blame investors for chasing yield in a low-yield world. They were also lured in by the outsized returns that they were giving. You know, REITs are not an asset class that have delivered 25% a year. And yet we had many REITs that were up 25 to 30% in the space of about 6 months. Those are outsized, unsustainable returns. And that was also attracting investors in. But you know what? Most investors have very little feel for or very little knowledge of valuations. You ask a seasoned real estate investor and he'll tell you that today's cap rates are once again not making sense anymore. Now, maybe in some areas of the country they are, but for the most part, it's getting more and more difficult. Ask a home flipper. Ask single-family home buyers. It's getting hard to find any attractive values anymore. But that's the private markets. In the public markets, it's really out of whack. And they were ignoring. These people rushing into utilities and REITs were totally ignoring valuations. Now, a vast majority of my clients need income from their investments in the market. At some point in time, they're going to flip their portfolios from investing and putting money into it to needing money out of it on a monthly basis. And in recent years, you retirees have been forced out of the traditional havens of CDs, fixed annuities, government treasuries because of Fed-induced low interest rates of biblical proportions. Interest rates now are at a 5,000-year low. If those aren't biblical proportions, I don't know what is. Now, here's the conundrum. There's extreme valuations in these traditional areas. There's low yields in other traditional areas. And now throw into this melting pot here the potential for higher rates down the road. Where can retirees turn in this environment for badly needed income? Well, right now, your biggest enemy is the Fed. The Fed has created this environment. If you go back to 2007, you know where Fed rates were? Where were Fed rates 10 years ago, 9 years ago, 8 years ago? They were over 5%. Where are they today? A 0.25%. They've come down 500 basis points since 2008. Is that sustainable? Like I said, the best CD rate that I can currently find is 1.30. I found a 1.30. And if you want to go out to 5 years, 2.25. All right, if you want U.S. Treasuries right now, you're at about 1.75% on U.S. Treasuries. Now, if you hold it to maturity, you're not going to lose any principal, but very few people hold it to maturity. And in fact, we're seeing a three-month sell-off in the bond market that I believe is just a precursor to the huge sell-off that we'll have at some point in time. And we've seen interest rates slowly rising since they bottomed in early July. Now, even the casual investor should know that a slight rise in interest rates causes a slight drop in bond values. It's also true that a large interest rate rise would cause a large bond market drop. And I would also warn that the bond market dwarfs the stock market in size. If there was ever to be a panic in the bond market, now I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to warn you. If there was ever to be a panic in the bond market, which dwarfs the size of the stock market, it could get really nasty. That's why I don't believe in having very little exposure to interest rate sensitive instruments right now. And you're saying, well, isn't that most of the income producing investments? No, it's not. There's a lot of income producing investments that are not interest rate sensitive. In fact, there's a lot of income producing investments that benefit from rising rates. Now, I showed a chart in my newsletter over the weekend. A 5,000-year chart of interest rates. The source is the Bank of England. A 5,000-year chart of interest rates. The highest interest rates we ever saw was back in the Jimmy Carter years, the Gerald Ford years, about 1980, the mid-70s. That's when interest rates got up to about 16%. Those were the highest rates since 3000 BC. All right? Were those high rates sustainable? No. Because from there, they've gone clear down to just above 0%. The last time we had interest rates this low was during the Great Depression of 1930. There's never been interest rates this low going back to 3000 BC. That's why I have to stand and sound the alarm. We have 5,000-year interest rates. I believe that there is currently, if we have unprecedented interest rate lows, don't we have unprecedented risk in the bond market? Well, you know, every day bonds are under 2%. We're 1.75%. So everything's okay, hunky-dory now. And asset allocators are building models built on past returns of bonds. Well, those past returns also have had the help of 5,000-year low interest rates. I don't think going forward you can build in, you retirees can depend on the kind of returns you've gotten in the past from the bond market going forward. If we have unprecedented low rates, don't we also have unprecedented risk? And again, it's mind-boggling for me to think that traditional asset allocators are building in bond market assumptions that are built on historical returns. We have biblical low rates. How are you going to continue to get the same historical returns that we've gotten recently going forward? This creates a very dangerous situation of complacency. Investors and advisors have greatly enjoyed and in many cases are downright giddy over the returns of their bonds over the last few decades. Well, I remember that same giddiness in the NASDAQ and the technology stocks in the late 90s. During those years, the S&P 500 was returning 35% per year, and people were building those assumptions. Heck, they said, we can retire in 5 years at this rate. Well, those assumptions could not be built in because the NASDAQ got hit for 70%. Did anybody build in those assumptions? And that set back retirement plans at that time, not by 5 years, but by decades. because it's taken 16 years of the NASDAQ to get back to where we were in the heady days of 2000. I think that that same kind of risk is out there in the bond market, and I'm not alone in saying this. Now, when we come back, don't just talk about problems. Give us some solutions. Well, I'll talk about some general areas of the market that aren't interest rate sensitive for retirees, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now and the Best Income Now Radio Hour. Tin soldiers and Nixon
coming. We're finally... Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email. then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Docs Now Radio. Well, I've painted a pretty dire picture here, haven't I? Well, you know what? You got to find solutions. You've got to be creative. You got to think. You've got to think about the other side. You got to be an analyst. You've got to analyze the situation. The facts are we have 5,000-year low interest rates. That's not sustainable. The question is, what would happen to the massive bond market if interest rates were to start to normalize? And you say, well, Gunderson, what's normalize mean? We're at zero now, 0.25, normal 6%. Well, we were there just 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, just 10 years ago. What would happen to the massive bond market that is so crowded? It's like a theater with people standing in the aisles. Only one little exit. Two little exits, and all of a sudden you had to get out of that theater. Well, you know what? I don't think it's a matter of if it's going to happen. I think it's a matter of when it's going to happen. That's the way I see it. Because when I see outsized returns in an asset class, I don't care if it's utilities, I don't care if it's REITs, I don't care if it's technology stocks, I don't care if it's single-family homes, I don't care if it's Holland tulip bulbs. Eventually, it's not going to end well. And I see the biggest bubble in my lifetime existing in the bond market right now. Nobody wants to admit it. Government doesn't want to admit it. They don't want to scare people. It's okay for now. There's nothing. I just want you to know that it's looming out there. And that there's other areas that you could be exploiting these days for income and not have that worry about the bond market behind you, looming over you like a approaching hurricane. Well, I currently, in my income portfolio, retirees, we need a check every month. My income portfolio is currently made up of 26 different positions, and I continue to tweak it. I continue to get rid of anything that even smacks of interest rate sensitivity and replace it with items that aren't interest rate sensitive. Now, everything is interest rate sensitive to some extent, but there's a lot of things that take a direct hit from a rise in interest rates, a direct hit from a rise in interest rates. I currently have 26 positions in that portfolio. The average yield right now is 7.6%. You say, how can you do that, Gunderson? Well, I'm in areas that have been passed by, that have been overlooked because of the chase for safe yield in REITs, utilities, bonds, etc. Certain areas got overlooked. I'm going to give you just one category today. On Thursday, I'll give you another category. I have 26 categories. And Friday or Monday, I'll give you the third category. The first category that I think can be exploited in today's market for nice returns in income especially, and maybe the potential for capital appreciation. And I think you should know from listening to me what area I'm going to put out there first, the energy patch. I gave a specific example in my newsletter of a stock that I own in the energy patch that currently has a yield of 6.6%. When I bought it, it had a yield of 7%. And you say, well, how safe is it? It's a company that has a market cap over $100 billion. In addition to that, it's in an area of the world that is benefiting from the currency fluctuations right now that we're seeing. We're seeing some massive currency fluctuations. Now you say, what would happen to an energy stock with the dividend yield of 6.6% if interest rates were to start to rise? Well, it's not really impacted by interest rates. It's more impacted by the price of oil. And if interest rates are going up, more than likely one of the other effects would be a little of inflation kicking up. And that would also be beneficial to an energy stock like this. I believe that that's one area that's non-bond related, okay? Non-interest rate sensitive. In fact, it could actually benefit from rising rates. There's 26 other areas that I believe would also fit this bill. Because I believe that an interest rate sensitive portfolio right now, and that's probably 90%, if not more, of the income portfolios that have been designed by financial planners, that have been designed by CPAs, that have been spit out from the computer formulas of asset allocation, the robo-advisors especially, who are having who are really in harm's way, because traditional asset allocation says that a 75-year-old retiree should have 75% or more of their portfolio in the bond market. They're not changing that. Nobody is out there saying, well, you know what, that might have been true in a falling rate environment, but what about a rising rate environment? And nobody's telling you the kind of risk that a 75% bond portfolio carries with it right now. Just like they were not telling you the risk that a highly concentrated technology portfolio in the late 90s had. We were sucked into that trap. Oh, these things are going to grow to the sky. No, they're not. And the bond market's not going to grow to the sky. It already has. To 5,000-year lows. Well, anyways, you know, I've put out the offer. I had a couple people yesterday send me their portfolios. Bill, will you look at this, please, and let me know what kind of risk I have? Sure, we'll do that. You know, I can do a few a day in between everything else that I do, but I would just hate to see retirees get run over by a massive bond market when interest rates start to normalize. It's unsustainable. Where we're at now. It's unsustainable. Well, you might say, oh, Bill, you just say all this so people will call you. You know what? At least there's one voice in the wilderness that's crying right now and warning. You know, I'm not the only one. I got pretty good company. You could look at Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, Alan Greenspan, who knows a thing or two. Well, you can reach us. I got to put in the sales pitch, don't I? 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. All right? Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.